Welcome back to Redeem the Commute. It's Wednesday, and so it's the day we look in a little more depth at what the words of the Bible might challenge us to do. We're looking at Jesus' saying, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy." We explored how mercy is when somebody lessens the consequences of our actions, even if we deserve them. They don't cancel out the action. They recognize that something was done wrong, but they lessen the consequences for us. That's when somebody's merciful. We've seen how Jesus is saying, "Blessed are the merciful," isn't just an isolated saying, but part of a progression of changing attitudes leading to changing actions, beginning with this one. But there's something else we need to explore about this saying. Not just the part where Jesus says, "Blessed are the merciful," but then he connects it to something else. He says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy." Is Jesus saying that to earn God's mercy, we need to be merciful to others? Some kind of karma where what goes around comes around? If you want something from God, then you should do it yourself? Well, no. That wouldn't be consistent with who Jesus is and who God is. God has already shown mercy to each one of us in coming to earth as Jesus Christ and dying on the cross. Our sin, which we've explored in lots of depth in Christianity 101, if you're not familiar with that word, our sin comes with certain consequences, penalties. We can see it, naturally enough, in our broken world around us, our broken relationship with the world, our broken relationships with others, even with ourselves, and particularly at the center, a broken relationship with God. We were made to know God personally. And many of us recognize that that's not what we've been experiencing in our world today. God has shown us mercy in Jesus Christ, taking all those consequences of our rebellion, of our sin, to the cross. God has shown us mercy. But there's more. God has also shown us grace. See, God is doing something different. Grace is different from mercy. Mercy lessens the consequences of our actions, but grace cancels the action in the first place. See, Jesus dying on the cross not only lessens the consequences of our sin, but it's an act of divine forgiveness for that sin. God forgives us our sin in an action of grace. Jesus is saying that his act of mercy should lead us to acts of mercy. Our forgiveness, God's act of grace, should lead us to forgive others. Not to earn God's forgiveness or grace or mercy, but rather to give thanks for those things that we've already received from God. Well, our question for you to consider today is, how have you seen an act of mercy in your life lead to more mercy? Have a good discussion. We'll see you tomorrow.